Vedana meditation. Taking up your meditation posture, feeling into the points of contact between your body and the surface you're resting upon and the floor. Taking a few deeper breaths, and on each out breath, arriving a little bit more fully. Inviting your awareness to rest inside your body deeply, inside breathing, inside each moment. Feeling breathing in the whole body. The three diaphragms soft and open. And being curious about all the different movements and sensations in the whole body as you breathe. Allowing breathing to find its own natural rhythm. Feeling breathing in the back of the body, in the front of the body, the sides of the body, the inside of the body, and the whole surface of the body. Perhaps feeling the whole body expanding a little bit in all directions on the in-breath and subsiding a little bit on each out-breath. Allowing the whole body to rest in gravity. And now becoming curious about sensations in the body. Waking up to the physical experience as we sit here more and more fully. And we'll notice that some of these sensations have the initial arising of pleasure. Some of them will notice it's the initial arising of an unpleasant feeling, unpleasant response. And some of it's dull, numb, even boring. So we're going to spend some time investigating these different feelings in the body, the hedonic tone, the initial arising of pleasure, the initial arising of the unpleasant, and dullness. And if we can learn to know our actual experience as it arises, then we can let go of the automatic response or the unaware response to the unpleasant of aversion, of pushing away. And we can let go of craving that arises when we're not aware of this initial arising of pleasure. And we can let go of the confusion that arises when we're not awake to dullness, when we're not aware. So we'll spend some time investigating any experiences, any sensations that are unpleasant in the body. And then we'll spend some time investigating any sensations that are pleasant in the body. And then we'll spend some time waking up to areas of dullness. And we'll do this with kindliness, with curiosity, with receptivity. And then we'll have a go at resting in a more fluid and open quality of awareness, where we allow everything to arise and pass away, free of aversion, free of craving, free of confusion. So we'll start by investigating, by being curious about unpleasant sensations in the body. And we're starting with the unpleasant, because if we're not careful, we automatically push away this whole dimension of awareness, which means we start our meditation with an aversive response, with a pushing away response. And then, of course, it's also much harder to be open to pleasure. So we'll start with the unpleasant in order to arrive fully, to let everything in, to be whole, to be integrated as we sit here. So scanning through your body and noticing, are there any areas or any sensations where there's a subtle contraction, a subtle resistance, or maybe it's a gross contraction or resistance? Behind or beneath that resistance, there'll be unpleasant sensations arising and passing. So softening the resistance and coming closer to the actual sensations in this particular part of the body. And seeing if we can allow the breath to stay soft. So we're breathing into these sensations, breathing out of these sensations. Softening the resistance, softening the contraction. Getting closer and closer to the bare awareness of sensation and the subtle sort of hedonic evaluation of unpleasantness. And allowing these sensations to arise and pass away moment by moment. And it may be intense pain even somewhere in the body, or it may be very, very subtle. It's very subtle pulling away from something in the body that we find unpleasant. But any point we get overwhelmed, then broadening awareness, feeling the whole body, feeling the breath, feeling gravity. And if we're feeling blocked, seeing if we can come a little closer. Always breathing, always resting, being curious. And it may be that you have one area you're investigating, or it may be that you move from place to place. Maybe you've got many areas in the body where you notice it's unpleasant. You would evaluate it as unpleasant, and there may be this resistance, this contraction that we're softening into. Coming closer. And then there's just the simple arising and passing, arising and passing. of unpleasant sensations, free of resistance, free of aversion. Now shifting our awareness, or the lens of our awareness, the focus of our awareness, to become curious about pleasant sensations in the body. And you may notice there's a moving towards these sensations, a grasping. We want more of it. And so we cling, we grasp, and we shut it down. What happens if we simply rest our awareness inside these sensations as they arise and pass away? And there may be very subtle, and maybe something like a tingling in an earlobe, softness in the belly, warmth in the toes. Doesn't need to be a big experience. The value of this training is learning to recognize subtle or the ordinary things that go unnoticed, that if we're not aware, we automatically cling onto, we automatically grasp after, and we end up in a tight state of craving. So we're learning to be much more open in the body, much more relaxed, as it were, and to know what is actually happening. So this is a pleasant sensation, free of craving. What's that like? And again, we may choose to stay with one area, or we may move through different areas in the body, noticing all these different pleasant sensations, pleasant experiences. Pleasant Vedana. And now turning our awareness to neutral Vedana. This is a little more tricky, but one way of investigating neutral Vedana is to attend to areas in the body that feel dull, boring, uninteresting, maybe a little bit numb. And what happens when we rest awareness there? We kind of wake up to the neutral, to the dull, to the uninteresting. Maybe you've never ever paid attention to this part of the body before. Although it may be uninteresting or dull or boring, it is a part of you. And zoning out, drifting off, this too will have its consequences. With confusion, a dull mind. So waking up to our experience, becoming more alive, is a good way of, in a sense, letting go of dullness, letting go of confusion. We're getting closer and closer to what is actually happening the arising of experience, and then we can let go of our automatic reactions and choose a different response, a response of wakefulness, awareness, presence, kindliness, interest, curiosity, receptivity. What's happening now that you are waking up the dull areas? Do you feel more alive? Do you feel more present? And now let's broaden our awareness to allow all the different sensations in the body to arise and pass away moment by moment with a sense of flow, with a sense of openness. So we're beginning to taste a quality of experience where we're present. We know what's happening before the automatic impulses of pushing away the unpleasant, grasping onto the pleasant, zoning out from the dull arise. We're aware of the body, we're aware of breathing, we're aware of Vedana. And of course, there'll be thoughts, emotions happening at the same time. But in this particular meditation, we're most curious, most interested in getting to know our Vedana. That very initial arising of this is unpleasant, this is pleasant, this is dull, this is neutral. Everything arising, everything passing, moment by moment. Within this broad, open, receptive, kindly field of awareness. And now beginning to bring the meditation to a close. Feeling the weight of the body, the shape of the body, breathing in the body, thoughts, emotions, sounds. Perhaps taking a few deeper breaths if you want to, stretching the body. And maybe forming an intention to take this more vivid experience of sensation in the body and of Vedana into your daily life. So you can catch the initial arising of unpleasant before it becomes aversion, and catch the initial arising of the pleasant before it becomes craving, and catch the initial arising of dullness, of neutral, before it becomes distraction and confusion. Always breathing and always aware of the whole body.